such as shoes, socks, and undergarments. And now an item of special note. Barring any change in the weather, the softball game between the 133rd and 4th Infantry Divisions will resume as scheduled at the Banh Mi 2 Park, corner of Yet Ho and Nguyen Van Thieu Streets here in Saigon. Please make a note of it. Excuse me. Those men who lost equipment in last week's rains are asked to contact Lieutenant Sam Scheer. Lieutenant Scheer asks those men with waterlogged mitts to make every effort to dry them out in the sun before requesting new ones. Bookworms. Headquarters Support Activities Saigon operates libraries at 6 locations in the Republic of Vietnam. American personnel can check out a book in Kubai, Da Nang, Phuong Tao, Saigon, Bien Hoa, and San Trang. If you can't stop in and select your own books, write to the HSAS library. Ask for the books by author, title, and subject, and your selections will be mailed to you. With the holiday season rapidly approaching, those personnel wishing to spend Christmas cards home, wishing to send Christmas cards home to the States, are asked to do so no later than August 13th, due to a yearly mail rush at that time. Don't disappoint your... Lost luggage. The armed forces sincerely regrets any inconvenience due to luggage lost on transport carriers. Personnel missing luggage, that should be personnel missing luggage, are asked to drop a card to Major Gerald Kleiner over at the 5th. The card should be no larger than 4 by 5 inches and should describe the contents of your duffel. Major Kleiner requests that you do not describe your duffel, as all duffels look alike. Those personnel with lost bag...
Aaron Cronauer?
You got it.
Welcome to Saigon, sir.
Yeah, you can put an eye out with that.
That is warm, huh?
Warm? No. This is a setting for London broil.
I'm Private First Class Edward Montesquieu Garlick at your service, sir.
Well, first thing, Garlick, is you got a requisition, a new name.
I like you already, sir. Actually, what I am, sir, is your Armed Forces Radio Saigon assistant who's in charge of orientation and billeting of enlisted personnel and company clerk.
I'm impressed.
It's already started.
I understand.
See, the purpose is to inform you as to the radius of the radio waves.
Mantovani? They put Mantovani to insomniacs who don't respond to strong drugs.
General likes he's a listener. You know, I'm really going to have to inform...
Mayday. That. Mayday. Dragon lady with incredible figure at 11 o'clock. Stop the car.
I can't do that, sir.
Oh, Edward, you don't understand. I'm in a small Greek island with a lot of women who look like Zorba. I never thought I'd find women attractive ever again. And now that I do, you won't even turn the car around? Oh, thanks a lot.
We have a very important meeting with the top brass.
Oh, there she is again. How did she get ahead of us?
It's another person, sir.
She's beautiful and quick. Speed up, check her stamina. This is incredible! Oh, my God, they're quick, they're fast and small. Ha, 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 ha. I feel like a fox in a chicken coop.
We got a new man coming in.
Don't you understand, Dick?
No, sir, frankly, I do not understand.
Would you kindly lower your tone, please?
Yes, sir. I run this show, General. If anything screws up, it's my ass and more. I deserve to be notified of any changes that are made.
Nobody's arguing that with you. Look, I caught a show on the Isle of Crete, and this guy is funny. I damn near busted a gut laughing at him, and the troops, they love it. This is a tempest in a teacup. Much ado about nothing. For crying out loud, man, this isn't brain surgery. Don't get crazy over this, Dick. We're only talking about a damn DJ.
Sir, there is no such thing as only anymore. Not now, not in Saigon.
Lieutenant Stephen Hawk is our immediate supervisor. He's a little goofy, but he's okay. Sergeant Major Dickerson, that's another story altogether. He was the commander of an elite special forces unit. He came to us because of prostate problems and some sort of social infection doesn't go away. Plus, I think he got shot in the ass, but I can't confirm that. Anyway, he's the man that you don't want to aggravate.
Andrew, you always just have to...
Throw down!
Sir!
At ease. I'm General Taylor.
Hiya, General.
Real quick. Listen, if you have any problems here now, you come see me. I'm the tallest hog at the trough around here. Garlic, have you put on some weight?
I don't think so, sir.
My son, the shadow of your ass will weigh 20 pounds.
I'll work on that, sir. I'm not supposed to address the general saying hi.
Is that a new rule?
No, old rule. That's Lieutenant Hawk in there.
Who's the guy with the ears? Hey, Doc. You fly to Guam with us.
Every pronoun, sir.
You know, it wouldn't kill you people to salute me once in a while.
Sorry.
Hey, I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ, and, well, comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humorous stories. Yeah. For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
That's a joke, right?
Maybe.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Where's this man's paperwork?
Right here, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir. United States Air Force. The hat does give you away. This is not military issue, Airman. What sort of uniform is that?
Cretan camouflage. If you want to blend into a crowd of drunken Greeks, there's nothing better.
That is humor. I recognize that. I also recognize your species of soldier. I had a guy like you in the field one time. He blew himself to pieces, but not before his humor cost the lives of three very fine individuals.
I hope
you shut your fucking hole. You're in Southeast Asia now, pal. You got your cushy little assignment. There's nothing I can do about that. In time, you will make me forget it. You stay out of my way, there'll be no problem. But if you toy with me, I'll burn you so bad you'll wish you died as a child. Am I being fairly clear?
Yes, sir.
Sir! I work for a living, Airman. You will address me as Sergeant Major Dickerson.
Yes, Sergeant Major Dickerson. He reminds me a lot of Donna Reed, especially around the eyes.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your chaplain, Captain Noel. Your radio program of personal beliefs. Great and manifold are our blessings today. This great godly miracle of radio really gives me the opportunity to speak to you on the air.
Sir, it's time to rise.
My God, it's Mardi Gras and I'm on the main float.
Come on, sir. A couple of weeks, this will be easy for you.
Oh, let me go back to dancing.
We gotta get up, sir.
What time is it, Edward?
It's 5:30.
5:30 is very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
No, we have to get up right now, and you have to get on the air. Come on, sir.
Fine.
This way, sir. It's down the hall and to the right.
Yeah.
You must be nervous, sir, huh?
Not even in my body.
Don't worry about it. It'll go great. This way. We'll have a few minutes before your show begins, sir. When it's time to read the news, you just take it off these machines here. But, regardless of what you read, Airman, the Department of Defense wants final say. So every item's checked by these two guys in here. Guys, I'd like to meet our new DJ, Adrian Cronow. That's Marty Lee Drywitz. He's impeccably clean. This man has cleaning products shipped in from Wisconsin. He's also one of your roommates, so if I were you, I'd think about suicide. Sir, I really don't think that you want to use any of those records, sir. We have a selection right here that's prepared specifically.
Hey, I've been looking forward to meeting you. Listen, could you do me a favor? Can you say something funny right this minute?
I doubt it.
I'm with you, man. I'm on your frequency. Hey, let me ask you a question. What is the appeal of Joey Bishop? I mean, the man's not funny. I know funny, and he's not funny. Don't get me wrong. He seems like a nice guy, but my father's a nice guy, and he's not funny either. Joey Bishop, I wish someone would explain this one to me. Hey, incidentally, you're on the air in about 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hey, this is Fiction is back for Morty Lee's Almanac. And now, direct from Crete, welcome to Spooky Smooth Sound of Aaron and Adrian Crowley.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Marty Drywitz? Thank you, Marty, for silky smooth sound. Make me sound like Peggy Lee.
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, Lieutenant. I guess it means good morning, Vietnam.
And who gave anyone permission to program modern music?
Freddie and the Dreamers.
The wrong speed. We've got it on the wrong speed. For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
Let's pull it right back down again. Let's try a little faster, see if that picks it up a little bit. Let's get up on 718. Those pilots are going right now. I really like the music. I really like the music. I really like the music. Oh, still a bad song.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's try something.
Let's play this backwards and see if it gets any better.
Woof, this new hit, Freddy is a devil. Woof, this new hit, Freddy is a devil.
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone.
All right. Hey, what is this demilitarized zone? What do they mean, police action?
Sounds like a couple of cops in Brooklyn going. No, she looks pretty to me. Hey, whatever it is, I like it because it gets you on your toes better than a strong cup of cappuccino.
What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvan Army, the Arvan Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty! Oh, my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hanna! Now, little G.I., you and your little Tunu, too!
Adrian. What are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, Hannah, you slut. You've been on everything but the Titanic. Stop it right now.
Oh, you know, he's really funny. He's like a Marx brother.
And which Marx brother would that be, Private? Zeppo? I don't find him funny at all.
Zeppo? Is he the one with the hat?
Hey, hi, can you help me? What's your name? My name's Roosevelt Lee Roosevelt. Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Poon Tang. Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot of this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle. Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes. Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much.
Thank you, Marty. Get out of here. Hey, Marty. Hey, Marty.
Program here.
This is AFBN, rocking you from the Delta to the DMZ. AFBN, better than AFVD, which means you have to get a quick shot. We're moving on right now. I do.
Here's a riddle for you. What's the difference between the Army and the Cub Scouts? Cub Scouts don't have heavy artillery.
I'm in range for an hour. I'm only getting 1600. Why? Because I have to. It's the Army.
Talking out the field today. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bob Fever.
Bob, what do you do?
I'm in artillery.
Thank you, Bob. Can we play anything for you?
Anything. Just play it loud, okay?
I haven't meant nothing to you. I just named him Creek with women that look like Zorba.
Woo! Thank you. Those girls are just so pretty. Gomer, are you here in Vietnam?
Yes, I am. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Linda, why did you name your daughter Linda Bird?
Because Linda Dog would be too cruel.
Easy, girl.
Easy. You know, if you pick them up by their ears, it doesn't hurt them as much.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one. Watch out over there.
Here's an incredible coincidence. Ho Chi Minh, Colonel Sanders, actually the same person.
You be the judge. Our lines are open. Something real special right now. We've got our traffic report up there on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. How's it going up there?
Well, Adrian, it's not going exactly well. There's a water buffalo jackknife up there. It's not a very pretty picture. There's horns everywhere. I don't know what to say. We're going to maybe drop in a little napalm there and try and cook him down, maybe a little barbecue.
We've got a special man in the audience today right now. It's Mr. Leo.
He's a fashion consultant for the Army. Well, thank you, Adrian. I'm just very happy to be here. I want to tell you something. You know, this whole camouflage thing for me doesn't work very well. Why is that? Well, because you go in the jungle, I can't see you. You know, it's like wearing stripes and plaid. It's for me, I want to do something different. You know, you go in the jungle, make a statement if you're going to fight, clash. You know what I mean?
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
That's about it for the Adrian Cron Hour. I'm going to take myself out of the driver's seat, but I'm going to turn you over right now to Mr. Excitement, a man with limp, damaged hair, but nevertheless a fireball, Dan Levitan.
This is AFRS Radio Saigon, and yours truly, Dan the Man Levitan. Greetings and salutations to any and all servicemen in the area, and thanks so much for joining us.
That
we already are.
Just cool your tongue, Airman, because I intend to take issue with your performance. First of all, don't make fun of the weather here. And don't say that the weather is the same all the time here, because it's not. In fact, it's 2 degrees cooler today than yesterday.
2 degrees cooler? Me without my muff.
I'm trying to run a meeting here. You know, I hate the fact that you people never salute me. I am a lieutenant, and I would like salutes occasionally. That's what being a higher rank is all about. Second.
Programming taste.
Programming taste. Frankly, I found your I love a police action remark way out of line. How can you have the gall to compare the conflict here in Vietnam with a glass of cappuccino coffee?
Well, this comes off, I was just trying to be funny.
Funny is good. Yeah. Funny is good. But then do it by using comedy and humor, not police action and coffee remarks. Furthermore, you ought to stick to playing normal modes of music, not wild stuff. Those we would find acceptable here would include Lawrence Welk, Jim Nabors, Mantovani.
Percy Faith.
Percy Faith, good! Andy Williams, Perry Como, and certain ballads by Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Would Bob Dylan be out of line?
Way, way, way out of line. Former VP Richard Nixon will arrive here this week. Drywitz, I've assigned you to cover the PC.
He likes to say PC instead of press conference.
And if you do, and if you do, and if you do happen to speak with him, please be polite and to the point at all times.
Affirmative, sir.
Affirmative, sir. Good. Okay. Who do we have slated for live entertainment in November?
Well,
We originally wanted Bob Hope, but turns out he won't come.
Why not?
He doesn't play police actions, just wars. Bob likes a big room, sir.
That is not funny.
How about if it escalated?
How about if what escalated?
The Vietnam conflict.
The Vietnam conflict. We are not going to escalate a whole war just so we can book a big-name comedian. We can get Tony Bennett before Trini Lopez.
I got it. Jerry Vale. He closes the Copa on the 18th.
Is that date firm?
I got it from my niece.
Oh, come on. This is not the Catskills. Get somebody good. Get the Beach Boys. Don't dick around here.
Well, we tried, but their agent says they're still on the beach, and they won't be off the sand till November. But I'll bet.
Didn't somebody wearing my uniform and bearing a striking resemblance to myself just say that that kind of music was inappropriate?
Sorry, I didn't get to see.
The former VP will be here on Friday. I expect every minute of the VP's PC to be taped and broadcast within 12 hours of his arrival. Something funny, Garlic, but perhaps you'd like to share it with the rest of us.
No, sir. The former vice president is a delight, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Seeing as how the VP is such a VIP, shouldn't we keep the PC on the QT? Because if it leaks to the VC, he could end up in MIA, and then we'd all be put on KP.
I would like to leave the room now.
Yes, sir.
Eddie Kirk here, and Ray Conniff Jubilee coming up in just a few moments. I call it a jubilee, actually. It's a Ray Conniff featurette. Three, maybe four back-to-back Ray Conniff classics.
Jimmy Wise. This is the place where we like to hang out, sir.
Real homie in opium kind of way.
It's Jimmy Wise. He owns the place.
Now you say hi to me, then you smile.
Hi.
And you two, what about a couple of beers?
We love a couple of beers, Jimmy.
Either of our names, Earl?
Calls everybody Earl.
Is it me or is Jimmy lighting the loafers?
Let me put it to you this way. He's got this thing for Walter Brennan. He says he wants to buy naked photographs for the actor. For 3 years he's been trying.
Walter Brennan?
You know Walter Brennan from the Real McCoys, the TV show? Anyway, there's this guy from the 1st Battalion, 2nd Infantry, who swore that he could get him naked photographs of the actor. And I've been trying to tell him that there's no go, but he won't listen to me.
Oh, God. You'd photograph the Walter Brennan.
Can you be?
Thank you, Jimmy.
Right. Any movement on the Walter Brennan thing?
No. And it doesn't look good, Jimmy.
It looks good to me. Bobby Barbier, best beer in Vietnam.
Bobby Barbier, only beer in Vietnam.
Try it.
Oh, what happened?
Formaldehyde. We put in just a touch of formaldehyde for flavor. Some people get sick, yeah. So if you have to be rushed to hospital, then when you return, I give you a free salad.
Well, that seems fair. It really does.
I think you're used to it.
Maybe. There she is. Any girl who wants me this bad, I can't let her down. The hunt is on.
What a problem.
Oh, gotta catch her before she accelerates. Hi, how's Lynn doing? I'm sorry. You look like Lynn's friend from Toledo. Listen, let me make it up to you by buying a cup of coffee. Also, tea would fall into that category.
And not think be not correct of vape, please, okay?
What she just say?
You tell me.
What do you remember? I'm in love.
Think she likes seafood? She's getting away. Ever get the tea,
okay. It's blocked in by
truck.
You just stay here, sir. I'll talk to the guys, okay?
We don't have time. Taxi!
No, bye. Goodbye,
bye. Goodbye,
bye. Bye.
There's actually no rubber on these tires.
Oh, Pinky, Pinky.
Let's go, Edward. Yeah, the chase!
Killed. A truck's bumper was this far from my nose. My whole life passed before my eyes, and it wasn't even interesting to me.
How am I going to get to first base with this girl?
I want to buy some butter and some cheese, please.
Zoom right by, just the way they say it does. Stamp collections, pulling chicken from my dad's dechondra plants, arranging rakes by sizes for my mom in the garage. I'm going to encapsulate it in 2 seconds. My life is done. Find that very alarming.
Edward, stay with me on this. I'm going to get this girl to go out with me.
You're not. This is a very different culture. You would need very specific, family-sanctioned introductions in order to talk to this girl.
Shh.
Listen.
It's really, really for my support.
I never heard rhymes like that. Oh, God, I gotta be with her, at least till she learns my name.
You think the teacher would be able to date her?
Possibly, but you would need
that's what I wanted.
Specific introductions.
What we're going to talk about today is shopping. Shopping for dinner and the things you buy during in your shopping trip. Specifically, excuse me.
Can I help you? Yes. I have 2 months to live. And I would like to teach before I die. I don't think you understand me, Spike.
All yours. You got it.
Hello, class. My name is Adrian Cronauer, and I'd like to get to know all of you by having you write down your name, address, and your home and work phone on a piece of paper and passing it forward.
Sergeant Sloan, our teacher, you're not supposed to be in here.
I was sent here on very strict orders from a colonel. First thing I'd like to know is what subject this is.
Is it English?
Yes, it is. And how lucky for me. Thank you very much for playing. Now, let's start off with the fact that English is a fantastic language. Let's try a little phrase. I like to call, my boyfriend's back and there's going to be trouble. Hey, nah, my boyfriend's back. Can we try that one? Can we try my boyfriend back, anybody?
This is not for you.
Why do I feel like the miracle worker up here?
This is a nightmare.
I can't really teach English. I can only tell you about how you can talk on maybe the real streets of America. Like, if you're walking down the streets of New York and someone comes up and says, hey,
excuse me, I would like to buy some cheese and some butter.
No. No, come on. Basically, people talk to you and go, hey, man, what's happening? Ah, you look hip today. Send me some skin. Now, if someone in America comes up and says, hey, send me some skin, don't be afraid. They're not a leopard, and they're not going to go... No, it means like, hey, baby, slip me some skin. It's a greeting. It's like, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Slip me some skin. Now, here's how you do it. You say, slip me some skin. Put your hand out there. Then you go, yeah, there's some skin. Now, you do it to me. Say, yeah. And then you say, groovy. Yeah. Say that.
Groovy.
Yes!
Baby!
If something's really nice, you say it's groovy. Doesn't mean you're like going like, no, it means groovy. Try that one. Say,
hey, baby, what's happening? Let's groove.
Hey, baby, what's happening? Let's groove.
Liking you.
Well, I'm liking you too.
Thank you.
You teach an American thing, okay?
Okay.
Play game of softball.
Okay, yeah. Well, go try and do that. Forget the equipment.
You forget the girl.
Oh, I'll let her say no.
She is a no. That is what walking with you means.
Hey, I'm interested in the girl. I'm not interested in you playing Dear Abby.
I know, because she's my sister.
I would, however, love to buy you lunch, maybe look at a family album. Come on.
And I like you, sir.
Why not? I got a great personality. You ask anybody.
You phony. Like American and French before you. Here to get something. Leave it when you not get it. You come into my class, so many people will like you. You come for the girl, you get her, you go.
Okay, Sherlock, yeah. I bribed my way to meet the girl. You got me, bang. But hey, I like the class, so I'm gonna stay. Let's be friends, okay? Come on. Come on, come on.
You like me because of my sister.
No. I like you because you're honest. Because you're shorter than I am. You look like a before and after picture. Now, come on, let me buy you a beer.
Sometimes your face looks like a fish in a Gulf of Thailand.
It's true. It's very true. It's an insult, isn't it?
You can buy me lunch, but please forget about my sister. I'm no American. I see a girl with a tight breast they like, and they put her in a fancy car, and they buy her some expensive food, and then lie about money, and then try to take her into a bed.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
It's money about here.
Is there any food on the street that doesn't give you diarrhea?
You wanting some?
What the hell is this?
Oh, she put in mama noodle soup with fish ball.
Didn't know they had balls.
Eat.
Eat. I can't. Still paddling.
No, it's okay. And I'll tell you okay otherwise. You like it. You see? You don't trust in me.
I trust you, man. It's just that I can't eat something that looks like a cesspool.
You man, I trust you, but true, you not trust me. You want to be my friend, you're trusting me. You would eat it.
Hey, I want to be your pal. Here.
Hey, I'll eat it.
Bigger.
Shit! God! Oh! Ha! My ow! This stuff is burning the hair off my feet.
Hot?
No, hot? No, it's fucking great.
You say it's a little spicy.
A little, yeah.
Isn't that funny? You like that, too? A little of this. She likes the three students.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! You love it?
Oh, nothing. It's silly.
Oh.
You old enough for this question?
I think so.
Hi, good to see you again.
Look at the new friend.
Oh, a little too young for you.
I want to show you something very nice. Oh, you look wonderful. I can confine you.
Sure.
Look at the shape of that soldier ankle. The way they so elegantly curl into his boot. Let me get some photo of those ankle and give you my ball.
You're a very sick man. You know that, don't you?
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the new voice of Saigon, Adrian Cronauer.
Not enough for the car.
Yeah. What happened with the girl?
That didn't work out. So I want to introduce you to someone right now from my English class. This is Tuan, the guys.
Hey, Tuan.
That is Tuan.
Hi, Tuan. Long time no tweet.
Those are gorgeous gals.
I'll never have. I've always wanted girls like that, but I've always had trouble, especially as a young child.
Who the hell gets laid as a young child? And stop calling them gals. Cowgirls are called gals. Those are gorgeous French, Vietnamese, B-girls. Don't ruin it by conjuring up images of Dale Evans, all right?
Can you believe the shape of those gals?
The girls.
No, those behinds are designed by a Jewish scientist in Switzerland, Dr. Heintusch.
Dr. Heintusch?
I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to meet them, but nobody can come up with any good lines.
Yeah, try this.
A girl?
Come on over.
Help me, girls. Excuse me, girls. Hello?
Hello?
Come on.
Yeah.
Here she comes.
I
will note you.
Come on, forget memos. These are paid women coming.
Here she comes.
Hello, I'm William Holden.
Merry Christmas.
If you believe in Santa.
No, come on, I don't get one.
Dan Levitan. You probably heard my radio.
Just don't bring anything over.
What's your name?
My name is Levitan. You don't say
hey,
that.
Hey, right in the goo.
Levitan.
I said, who brought in the fucking goo?
A khaki eclipse.
I better go now.
I did. Hey, come on now. Kick out the gooks, the next thing you have to kick out the chinks, the spikes, the spooks, and kikes, and all that's going to be left in here are a couple of brain-dead rednecks. And what fun would that be?
Now, that's when I stop talking.
Now, come on. Let me buy you a cup of beers. How about
it? Are you crazy?
I might...
Shut up!
Okay. Hey, come on now.
You got to prove something, Doctor, our little Vietnamese kids here?
This is the GI bar. We don't like gooks. We don't want them here. You just get him out.
Everybody say gook, boss. All right.
Jump in any time, okay?
We're there.
I gotta tell you something, you know. I've been all around the world, seen a lot of places and a lot of people. I have never, ever in my travels come across a man as large as you, with as much muscles, who has absolutely no penis.
Yig Mindai, he's clumsy man!
Oh, shit! That's it, you asshole!
Ah!
Talk. These two behemoths were physically abusing a Vietnamese national. I thought since you're here to defend the...
So you start a brawl, turn the place upside down. Real intelligent solution. Do you have any idea how ridiculous it makes me look to have a man under my command start a fucking bar brawl?
You're not going to last long here, pal.
You can always send me back to Crete.
Oh, you think this is a joke? I can come up with alternatives other than Crete. I'm real good at stuff like that. I got people stuck in places they haven't even considered how to get out of yet. You don't think I can come up with something good? Can you envision some fairly unattractive alternatives?
Not without slides.
A bar brawl, that's one. Kronauer. You better stay cool. You better not get involved in anything. You better not even come within range of anything that happens. Or your ass is grass and I'm a lawnmower. Am I being fairly clear?
Yes, sir.
Sir, do you see anything on this uniform indicating an officer? What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Sergeant Major. Now, you get the hell out of here right now.
Wake up, Mr. Sleepyhead. You are late.
Gentlemen, what can I say? Hiya.
Hiya.
Okay, which one of you guys is throwing his voice? Oh, sensor. Join the army and mark things. Hey, come on, what kind of news you leave me there? Nixon? Singapore? Lake Erie? Come on.
Come on, you're on like 2 seconds. It's time for Adrian Kronauer.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's right, time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kiss her sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know I better bear in mind. Everybody's jealous of the
We're back. Here's the news. All the news that's new and approved by the U.S. Army, the sweetest smelling army in the world.
Great Britain recognized the island state of Singapore. How do you recognize an island? You go, wait. Didn't we meet last year at the Feynman Bar Mitzvah?
You look a lot like Hawaii. Didn't we meet last year at the Peninsula Club?
No, Pope Paul VI celebrated a mass in Italian. Whoa, call me crazy, he's in Rome. You know, one day I want to meet him and kiss his ring and have a go. The Mississippi River broke through a protective dike today. What is a protective dike? Is that a large woman standing by the river going, don't go near there?
The Betty.
Don't go near there. Get away from the river. Stay away from there. I know we can't use the word dyke. You can't even say lesbian. It's women in comfortable shoes. Thank you very much. Now, here's the weather. We're going to go right to Roosevelt. Roosevelt, Roosevelt, how's it going? Adrian, I'm with somebody. Don't ever come here and bother me right now. Well, thanks, Roosevelt. Can't you give us a little weather? Not now, man. I'm on the balcony. I'm trying to score. Back off. Well, what's the weather like? You got a window? Open it. Thank you, Roosevelt. We'll have to go to someone else for the weather. I guess we'll have to go all the way to Washington, Weather Central, to Walter Cronkite. Walter, what's the weather like?
I just want to begin by saying to Roosevelt, D. Roosevelt, what it is, what it shall be, what it was. Weather out there today is hot and shitty, with continued hot and shitty in the afternoon. Tomorrow, a chance of continued crappy with a pissy weather front coming down from the north.
Basically, it's hotter than the snake's ass in the
wagon. Okay, we're going to hit some songs at you right now, coming your way.
What the hell was that? Crappy weather, shitty weather?
Comedy, sir.
Comedy? No, this is not comedy. Comedy is fun. It's antics, hysterical type things.
Hysterical type things, Aaron Cronauer. I'm requesting you to elaborate, sir.
Antics, damn it. Comedy of errors, like the Keystone Cops falling down. General wackiness like that.
Falling down? That's a sight gag. How would anyone see you fall down on the radio, sir?
No. Not literally falling down.
Definitely wouldn't work on a radio, sir.
See, sir.
What I mean is in the spirit of the Keystone Cops.
Sir, it wouldn't work on
me. I don't think anybody would see you fall through a radio, sir. If a field radio.
What are you doing here?
I thought I'd come and help smooth things out.
Don't help and don't smooth. And you are not funny, but you are a maniac, and you'd better start changing your life.
Sir, thank you for that constructive criticism. It's a privilege to take comedy notes from a man of your stature.
Fine. Just don't let it happen again.
The dictionary under asshole, it says, see him.
Why am I here? We're going to play some music for you right now. Here we go. Here's a little James Brown coming your way. Baby, help me, please.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. When I hold you, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nothing but sugar and fire. I feel nothing but sugar and fire.
Sugar and spice. Hurt him now. Ow. Good God. Help me. Work through it. Ow.
I feel good. I knew that I would. So good. So good.
Sir, Walter Cronkite lives in New Jersey.
It was a joke, sir.
Yes.
Sarcasm, sir.
Up in Bergen County.
Well, that's a form of humor, sir.
Hackensack.
Yes, sir.
How do I know?
I'll make sure he gets the message. Yes. We're pretty happy with him, too, sir.
Yes, I'm sure thank that you. Wasn't Walter Cronkite.
I will tell him, sir.
Didn't I speak to you before?
Okay, sir, thank you.
All right. Let's recap now, okay? If someone is not telling the truth, you say that they are full of...
Shit!
Okay, if someone is making you angrier and angrier, therefore you have...
Pissed me off!
Okay, join the others if you can. All right, let's see. If you say that, hey, some people in the car, some gypsies, they cut you off. All of a sudden, you...
Let them the world burn!
Very good. Okay. Now we got a special situation right now. Okay, there's a Puerto Rican waitress. She comes over, brings you a little thing of red soup. She's got some tomato soup. Oh, she slips. She spills it on your brand new gabardine pants that you paid more than a color TV for. You're a little angry, so you say to her, Min?
Look what you did.
and goddamn it, and stupid, and crap.
That's stupid. You don't call someone crap.
No, you stubborn crap. You don't call it to a person.
You can't step on crap. No, you can't.
Yes, but it can be full of shit, he said.
No, no, you see, you step in shit, you can be full of crap.
I'm pretty sure you can step on crap. I once saw it in a French movie.
How can some person look like a shit? It's impossible.
I think, okay, let's stop with the, we can stop with the debate on the great cacao right now. Let's try a very special situation. Wilkie, something special, okay? You go into a restaurant, okay? A waitress comes up to you. You're wearing your best new suit. She comes up, she spills soup all over you. Looks at you like, hey, I'm sorry, what are you going to do about it, asshole? What do you say to her? What would you say? They spilled something on your pants, what would they do? What would you do?
I do nothing.
Come on, Wilkie, it's cursing class. You're getting a little pissed off. What would you do?
I just remain reticent.
Okay, she goes in the kitchen, she gets a knife, she starts stabbing you. She's stabbing you, she's putting forks in you, she's got spoons in your eyes, Will. They're starting to cut you with knives, they're putting spoons in your eyes. What would you do, Will? What would you do?
I'm waiting to die.
Miss Connor, we like your lessons better than the books.
Can you play baseball? You're teaching us so
far. Well, first you have to have a little spring training. When I think you're ready, I'll try.
Where do you come from?
Queens. Bayside Queens.
What are Queens?
Tall, thin men who like show tunes. No? Big men with mustaches named Mary who wear mascara.
Ông nói Queen là đàn ông lớn, lớn mà thích mặc đồ của đàn bà, dễ son phấn lên mặt nữa.
Yeah, là Kai. Là Kai. Là Kai. Này vẫn là Kai.
Relax already, crazy American. I make a date with you in train tomorrow.
It?
Live on a large street. Near Vietnam, by the food and flour vendors, when you burn your mouth to the noodles.
What's that?
The noodles, remember? When you burn your mouth?
God, yeah.
But I warn you, you might like it when you get there. You say it's ridiculous.
Why? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Hi.
Hello.
God, this could be very ugly.
Hi. Chaperone. In Vietnam, family often come. Do you meet someone?
Hello? Well, the gang's all here. Yeah. Oh, God help me. This is wonderful. Well, you know, you're very beautiful. You're also very quiet. And I'm not used to girls being that quiet unless they're medicated. Normally, I go out with girls who talk so much you can hook them up to a wind turbine and they can power a small New Hampshire town.
You talk, I think, very much.
Well, you see, I'm not used to going on a date with a grand jury, and it makes me a little nervous.
I don't want to make you nervous for now. I know she's very nice. And for trusting, she is the best on the gentry of what you say. I'll never to be for both the same and another.
Well, I had you there, baby, and then you lost me at the end. Hey, Uncle Phil. Hey,
well, there
you go. Oh, hey, got one? For you? Hey, there we go, for you. Here we go. For you all. Knock yourselves out. What's 1/13th of a dollar among friends? Come on. No problem. It's Sir Evan of Great. Hey, listen. I know there's no way. But it doesn't mean we can't have a few laughs. Hey, I'll take whatever you can give because I'm just happy to be with you. You want to see a movie or something?
You must do after people.
No problem. Attention, shoppers. People settle.
Under the Boardwalk, you know that one? Shout by the Isley Brothers, you know that? You know any American songs at all?
Puff the Magic Dragon.
You know Puff the Magic Dragon? You sing it?
Puff the Magic Dragon, living by the tree.
Wonderful.
Hey,
12.
Tụi cũng không biết, mình đi coi thử.
My thoughts exactly. Why can't I read this? What's going on here now?
They'd never approve of that being released.
What's censorship, Edward? That's not what America's all about.
We're not in America, sir. Can we please not get into this right now? You're in the middle of a show.
Jesus, you can put amphetamine freaks to sleep with this shit. Got an agreement on Guam? Sounds like bird dropping. Oh, here's something exciting. Hubert Humphrey visits Capitol Hill. Sounds like a children's story. That's it. I'm reading this.
No, I can't let you do that.
Oh, Edward, don't you ever do anything that's not by the book.
Not when I get into trouble. No, I don't.
You know, Eddie, sometimes you gotta specifically go out of your way to get into trouble. It's called fun.
What's that?
Come on, take some chances once in a while, Edward. That's what life's all about.
Find anything?
Now I have to make something up. Hey, we're back. That last few seconds of silence was Marcel Marceau's newest hit single, Walkin' in the Wind. And now, here are the headlines. Hey, they come at you right now. Pope actually found to be Jewish. Liberace is Anastasia. And Ethel Merman jams Russian radar. The East Germans today claim that the Berlin Wall was a fraternity prank. Also, the Pope decided today to release Vatican-related bath products. An incredible thing. Yes, it's a new Pope on a rope. It's right. Pope on a rope. Wash with it. Go straight to heaven. Thank you. Ethel Merman today uses a test to jam Russian radar. Here's a brief test of that jamming. Hello, I've got a feeling that love is here to stay. When asked for a reply, the Russians went, what the hell was that? Here's a news flash. Today, President Lyndon Johnson passed a highway beautification bill. The bill basically said that his daughters could not drive in a convertible on public highways. Hey, we got a great show coming your way today. Former Vice President Richard Nixon's in town. That's right. The big dick is here. Get ready. I think there's an incredible coincidence here. I think he sounds exactly like Mr. Ed. You be the judge. I tell you this. Now listen. Wilbur, come in the room. An incredible coincidence. Some more songs. Moving on into the dawn. With the Dawn Busters. Yes! Requests will be taken pretty soon. Requests? Where am I going to take requests? Where can you call from? Yeah, I'm in a phone booth on the DMZ. I'm trying to call you right now. Knock and no, baby. Knock and no. Again, we've got our friend from military intelligence. Can you tell us what you found out about the enemy since you've been here?
We found out that we can't find them. They're out there, and we're having a major difficulty in finding the enemy.
Well, what do you use to look for them?
Well, we ask people, are you the enemy? And whoever says yes, we shoot them.
It's very difficult to find a Vietnamese man named Charlie. They're all named Nguyen or Dao or things like that. It's very difficult for me.
Goodness, is it true that you've actually, you're actually too close to some of the nerve agents that they were testing?
Nerve gas?
Yes. Have you used that in?
Well, once, yes, on myself. And it had no...
Whoa!
Whoa! No effect on me. I had no actual...
Wow! Yahoo! Yeah! Big dogs! Big dogs! Landing on my face!
I don't know what that means.
Hey, that's it for me. I'm out of here. That's the end of the Adrian Cron Hour. But I'm going to turn you over right now to Mr. Warmth. Dan the Tan Levitan.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Adrian Cron Hour, G.I.'s a wacky and welcome addition to...
Nixon's press conference.
Well, what do you hear? He's this far from sincerity.
Let me just get my face. Just a moment. Come on.
Where do you imagine you're going?
Just gonna get a little something to eat.
You don't have time. You'll stay here and drink instant beverage or something. We promised our listening audience Nixon highlights by 4 p.m.
I've been on the air for 4 hours. I'm a little hungry.
That's a joke, right? I get it.
No, I'm actually hungry.
Well, I'm actually giving you an order.
It's an order. In that case, gentlemen, let's head it. Campbell.
Aha! You again. No more fighting, okay?
Oh, you got a change. Nice, shiny green suit. You look like an oriental leprechaun.
You like it? I got it in Hong Kong. Home of the shiny green suit.
And therefore, there is no place for neutrality or a neutral settlement in South Vietnam as I leave Vietnam today. There is no doubt, certainly, in my mind, but that the Viet Cong will be defeated.
And that this war will be won. Nation does involve, I think very appropriately, as you suggested, give and take.
Well, I really didn't make that suggestion, sir. I'm sorry.
The United States has no right to give.
Why would Cronauer's voice be on this tape?
I don't know, Lieutenant.
To the communists.
Mr. Nixon, thank you for that concise political commentary, but I think I'd like to delve into something slightly more personal for the men in the field. How would you describe your testicles?
That they're soft, but that they're shallow, but they have no purpose.
What are you saying, sir?
They lack the physical strength.
How would you describe your sex life with your wife, Pat?
It is unexciting sometimes.
Well, have you considered a possibly a sex change? There is an operation that could transform
Please
you into a female great dane.
Please don't do this to me.
A very well-hung chihuahua.
Mr. Nixon, while you've been in Vietnam, it's rumored that you've smoked marijuana. Are you planning, sir, to take some of the marijuana home back to the United States? How would you do that?
By plane, by helicopter, and also by automobile.
I'm not going to do your mystery, because I know people
love it. I said cut it off!
Sir.
Where is Cronauer?
Still waiting, sir.
I want to see him ASAP.
What, sir?
As soon as possible.
VG, sir.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you an emergency selection of the Benny Goodman Orchestra.
We simply need to consider taking him off the air.
Lieutenant, we get hundreds, maybe thousands of calls and letters each week. Fan mail. He's the first man in the history of Armed Forces Radio to get fan mail. Every GI in this country is glued to his radio twice a day. At 0600 hours and 1600 hours to hear that lunatic.
Sir, the man has got an irreverent tendency. He did a very off-color parody of former VP Nixon.
I thought he was hilarious.
Respectfully, sir, the former VP is a good man and a decent man.
Bullshit. I know Nixon personally. He lugs a trainload of shit behind him that would fertilize a cyanide. Well, I wouldn't buy an apple from the son of a bitch, and I consider him a good, close personal friend.
Let's get down to business here, General. What the hell's going on here?
We've got a mounting crisis in this country. We've got a DJ that the men dearly love. If you two have personal problems, solve them, will you? Thank you, Lieutenant. Thank you, Lieutenant. Speak your peace, Dick.
Due respect, sir. I have over 15 years command experience in this army. Do you really expect me to run this radio station with nothing to say and no way to do it?
Right now, yes.
Yes, sir.
This is not over yet.
Why are you still here?
Bucky. Sitting back, having a cup of formaldehyde.
You see, after you go with Trin, you meet me to talk and discuss about her.
Nothing to discuss. She doesn't like me.
Yes, she do.
No, she don't.
She do liking you. She wants to meet you today. She's not far from here.
I can't. I gotta be back on the air again.
You have to meet her today. Otherwise, you meet your big chance.
I don't want to miss my big chance.
Yes, come. To go.
Sound like you learned English from Tonto. Come and go.
Come on.
Okay. Still can't believe she really wants to see me.
Yeah.
Guess that beach movie really impressed her, huh? I gotta get her something. What about bananas?
No.
No, that doesn't say the right thing. You're right. How about...
Oh,
leader in this shit here.
This
come
boy's
on.
Gone, so.
Get back!
Hey, where's he going? What do you think you're doing? You know you're forbidden to read anything not checked by
this
office.
What's for the check? I was there, Captain.
Airman, you know the rules. If this is a legitimate news story, it must go through proper channels.
Listen, Tweedledee, it's an actual event. Where do you think this came from? Shaving? It's the truth. I just want to report the truth. It'd be a nice change of pace.
Okay? What's going on here?
Sir, will you listen to me?
This is not official news, Airman. As far as I'm concerned, it didn't happen.
It did happen.
You shut your mouth.
What are you afraid of, Dickerson? People might find out there's a war going on.
This news is not official, Airman.
You want everyone going to the assumption it's perfectly safe here, don't you? Well, it's not. The fighting's not just in the hills. It's downtown. It's a couple of
I said it is none of your goddamn business.
See your point. Sorry. I guess I get inside, hit these air conditioners, I get a little dizzy. Thanks for setting me straight. Morning, but that's my trademark, and good evening sounds too depressing. Hey, we're going right now to the news. From England. Today, Princess Margaret threw a shoe. Easy match. Also, Elizabeth Taylor. She's still married after 6 months. Way to go, Liz. Hey. Right. In Saigon today, according to official sources, nothing actually happened. One thing that didn't officially happen was a bomb didn't officially explode at 1430 hours, unofficially destroying Jimmy Wars Cafe.
Get him out of there!
Three men were unofficially wounded, and two men whose identities are still not known at this time were unofficially dead.
Break the goddamn door
down! Police, ambulance, and fire department responded, but believed to be unofficial at this present moment. Detained at this moment in a cell.
Turn it off now!
Hospital detained. I just wanted to think that you should...
Should be court-martialed, sir.
You think this is the most serious set of affairs I have to address this week? Because not.
I can't believe you're going to pass on this, General. The man is a goddamn subversive.
You made a mistake, Dick.
Mistake, sir? I don't want to be around when he broadcasts U.S. troop movements to the other side. I run the station according to strict guidelines set by military intelligence.
Military intelligence? There's a contradiction in terms.
Sir, the man is a walking keg of dynamite.
In the 8 weeks he's been on the air, General, he's disobeyed orders as to style and content. He's read unofficial news. What's he going to be like in 6 months? What's he going to be like when he's 10 times as popular, General? How easy is it going to be to get him off the air then?
Who'll do the Kronauer show?
Well, Hauk can do it, sir. Until I find a replacement.
Okay, for now, I'll suspend him.
Sir, you've made the correct choice.
Rare shoe, Jane Ross and the Supron.
Set me free, why don't you there? Set me free, why don't you there? You don't really need me. You just keep me steaming on. Thank you very much.
I introduce the members of the band. Larry, Pisces, thank you very much.
Yo, Barry.
What did he say?
See, you drink too much already.
Well, tell him I drink so I can be this funny.
It's not funny at all, he said.
Tell him thanks. It's nice to bomb in another language.
If we get sick, you drink some more. Come on.
My village is not too far from here. You can come there for resting. You can see how we live.
Listen, Sparky. I don't think seeing your little production in our town is going to cheer me up.
You see a train there?
I'll drive.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather.
Sir, yellow. Sir, reading the news is one thing, but this stuff you wrote, it's not funny, sir. It's sad.
Sir, I'm begging you. Don't try to do comedy. It's not in your blood.
I'll do fine. Comedy is what you make it. I've got pages and pages of great material. Right, Abbasol?
I'm afraid you're going to be hitting bottom, sir.
If it isn't funny, then why did I hear you laughing when you typed it?
I was thinking of something else.
Thank you for your support. Now I've got a show to do.
Sir, you're not funny. Ask around.
Ask me. Sir, with all due respect, I think you might lay an egg. I mean, a big egg. I mean, I know funny. I don't think you're it. I mean, such is life. Me, I'm not much with power tools. Hey, that was the great, exciting sound of Petula Clark.
Beach Boys. Those were guys.
Of the Beach Boys. Hey, that wraps up for me, Marty Lee Drywitz. Adrian Cronauer is on temporary assignment, but boy, do I have a surprise for you.
Don't build him up.
Please welcome to the microphone the lieutenant of laughs, the officer of oral, the Westmoreland of wit, swinging Stephen Hauk.
Hello, Vietnam, and greetings. Soon the news. Then, Lieutenant Steve, who's that? It's me, your old pal Frenchie.
Listen, Frenchie. Let me ask you something. Do you like good food? Oh, but of course, the French love good food. Well, then I guess that would make you an Edie Gourmet. Oh, Lieutenant Steve. Oh, Frenchie. Oh, Lieutenant Steve. Oh, Frenchie. You know, I really shouldn't kid Frenchie because sometimes he stand gets mad at me and he could Al hurt me. Lieutenant Steve, let's play some music. Okay, Frenchie, what would you like to hear? Well, I love a good polka as much as the next man. Well, a good polka it is for my good friend, Frenchie. I think some apologies are in order.
You're not going to continue this broadcast, are you, sir?
Oh, they're Buddhists. They're sitting for peace, wisdom, and knowledge. They're waiting for enlightenment. This man lose one son from blasting an American mine. His father and brother was killed by French long ago. I think that's not fair to him.
Look.
It's quite no big deal. Look, how loving can you feel when you got that moment when? Don't you know that the time can be that away? Whack a whack, whack a whack, whack a whack. And don't you know that the thing gonna be? And you feel that the time you see, and oh, whack a whack, whack a whack, whack a whack. I know. And I'm moving. Look, up there. Pull! Pull!
Do you not understand? Do you not? We, no future together, Grenada. My country, maybe no future.
Yeah, I like you. I just want to be your friend, okay?
Mm. I don't want to. I not can do this, Grenada. No, no friend, Grenada. Not for me. My brother, okay, friends. But Vietnam ladies, not friends. Friends, okay. Not friends.
Great week.
That's about as good a polka as you'll ever hear. No, I can't tell
you.
You
want thrown out back in the air. You want
thrown out back in. We've got duffel bags filled with information asking for Cronauer's reinstatement. The men all hate Hawk. They want Cronauer back. He's an exhilarating personality, and polkas are just no substitute.
I think I see a pattern forming here.
Sir, these letters are unequivocal. E.G., hey, Hawk, eat a bag of shit. You suck. That's pretty much the point, sir. Not much gray area in this one.
We got one positive call from some guy in Wichita who thought Hawk's comedy was visionary and interesting. The other 1,100 calls said that the man can't do comedy to save his dick. That's the direct quote, sir.
I've taken 90 calls this morning. They just don't like Hawk.
From a Marine in Da Nang, Captain Hawk sucks the sweat off a dead man's balls. I have no idea what that means, sir, but it seems very negative to me.
I think the troops are trying to tell us something, fellas.
Sir, if it is my programming choices, I can change. I've been broadcasting the polkas because I thought a certain segment of the men weren't represented by Cronauer's broadcast of rock and roll. But I can easily play an occasional Gary Lewis record.
You don't make a damn whether you play polkas or don't play polkas. Military politics. Nothing personal. The men just like him better than they do you.
He maliciously and with purposeful intent read unofficial news.
No. You made a mistake. We all make a mistake. Now, this thing is a delicate balance over here. And I don't want it dependent on a disc jockey. Ben want him back? I want him back.
Sir, you heard from the men who don't like my humor. But what about the silent masses who do?
And as far as polkas, they are a much maligned musical taste.
Lieutenant, you don't know whether you're shot, fuck, powder bird, or snake bit. I don't care about polkas. They're riding in way. We're bringing in thousands of troops every month. Terrorism's on the uprise in Saigon. The problems of this country have not one goddamn thing to do with whether you play poker or don't play poker. The men want him back. I want him back. Reinstate the man.
Sir, in my heart, I know I'm funny.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
There you are, sir.
Please, don't call me sir.
It just came down the pike. You're back on the air, sir.
I'm not going on.
What do you mean you're not going on?
You don't understand what I said, baby. You should take my English class. I'm not going on.
Very attractive man, Ebersol. Don't think I haven't noticed. You'll be bored, you know. What are you going to do with your time?
I don't know. I'm going to go downtown and look for a Vietnamese man named Phil.
I may just stay here and listen to old Pat Boone records. Try and find some hidden meaning. Because basically, I believe that that man is a misunderstood genius.
Genius? What are you saying to me?
Saying I'm through, Ed. I'm tired of people telling me what I can't say. This news is unofficial. That comment is too sarcastic. I can't even make fun of Richard Nixon, and there's a man who's screaming out to be made fun of. So, fuck it.
Is he all right?
No, Phil. He's not all right. A man does not refer to Pat Boone as a beautiful genius if things are all right. Sir.
Garlic.
I'd like you to collate these one-minute spots prior to broadcast. Do you have a problem with that, young man?
Absolutely not. I live to collate, sir.
Good. So do I. Get a job.
Get a job again. Get a job.
Right. You got it. You're cooking now.
Sir.
Edward.
I'd like an explanation.
But anything in particular?
A lot of people went to the mat for you. Thousands of guys wrote in, called in, trying to get you reinstated. And I literally think that you owe it to all of them to get your ass back on the air.
Kevin noticed the Army doesn't really want me, Ed. Been harassing me since the day I got off the plane.
So what? It's the guys in the field that matter, remember? Those are the guys that are dying.
Edward, I tried to tell the truth, and they kicked me off the air. I screw up once more, Dickerson sends me to the field with a rifle, I come home in a box.
What you do is important to a lot of people.
Forget it, will you? Listen, I give up. I'm gonna phone it in, okay? Enough bullshit. I'm out of here. See you, fellas. Buy you some lunch.
Can't let you do that.
Hey, listen, if I don't get to my class, there's going to be a bunch of Vietnamese speaking in short, choppy sentences.
Look, we got to talk. We got to talk now.
Not now, man. Come on.
I can't believe you. What? That's it? You don't leave the whole fucking thing behind. You leave everything fucking hanging. People are depending on you.
Edward, please. That's two nasty words in 1 year. Forgive me.
Hey,
so you want to give me a ride to school? I'm going to have to buy another bike. You're pissing me off. Garlic, you cut it out. You begin to sound like a priest in a 40s movie.
They are not fair on you and the boys they're depending on.
Gentlemen!
What are you doing, Ed?
Hey, guys! Guess who the hell I got in here?
Uh-oh, don't do this shit.
Curly! Come on, come on, come on! Guess again!
Bag it, Garlic.
The fellow I got in here is the gentleman, the one and the only king of the airways, Adrian Cronow.
Hey, Peterson, get up here, man. See, we got Cronow here.
Hey, Cronow, say good morning, Vietnam.
Oh, give me a break, man. It's too hot for radio shit, okay?
Come on.
Come on.
Okay. How do we know it's Adrian Cronow?
Okay. I'll give it the best shot.
Good morning, Vietnam!
I'm on at 6 o'clock and again at 4. Hey, would like to welcome you to Vietnam, the country that is more stimulating than a strong cup of cappuccino or an espresso enema.
That one's coming right at you right now. But first, our fashion report from Special Forces Sergeant Ernest Lee Sincere.
Thank you. I think this fall, the discerning GI is going to be wearing green in the jungle. Why? Because it matches with the greens. I just like the leaves. They fall upon the helmet. Says yes to me.
Thank you. There's a little news flash coming your way right now. We can't afford the teletype. There it's coming for you right now. Quick news flash.
Former President Eisenhower, actually cartoon character Elmer Fudd. He was quoted as saying, "Thank you, America. It was fun being president." Yeah. Also, Gina Lola Brigida has been declared the Italian national mountain range. Thank you, Gina.
Look out. One little game show while we're waiting, and if who can tell me who sang the song My Guy? Hi, where are you from?
Boston.
Boston, you know who sang the song My Guy?
Yeah, shit, I can't think of it.
Thank you for playing! Yeah, shit, I can't think of it. That's right. You don't win the case of fish balls and lizard testicles. Thank you for playing anyway. Here it is right now. Hey, what's your name?
Patrick O'Miley.
O'Miley. I don't know. I'm just so happy. I'm O'Miley. Good, good. I don't know. It's
the Irish boy. I'm just so full of semen, I haven't gotten laid yet. I'm sitting out there, I'm the Catholic boy, and I don't know when I'll be getting laid. I'm just going off to Vietnam.
Where are you from?
From the village, New York.
From the village? Well, nice to have you here. Nice to have you here in Vietnam. Obviously, you just said, well, fuck it, I'll join the army and deal with people in green. It's a special thing to do. Hey, what's your name?
Jimmy Wilkes.
Jimmy Wilkes. Where are you from, Jimmy?
I'm Austin, New York.
Oh, two boys joined together. Hey, you said, well, I got drunk, man. All of a sudden, I went for a tattoo. Next thing you know, I'm on a fucking truck. What happened? Well, baby, I don't know what's going down. But you're both from New York. Nice to have you here. Like, you're just, like, hanging out. You're headed north. Where are you going to?
Not Tring.
Really, you got to be careful, Jack. That's some heavy stuff up there. That's like Newark after dark. You got to watch out. That's some heavy shit going down, baby. You'd be like George Wallace campaigning in Harlem.
Hi, have you seen my face get wet?
You got to watch it. What type of music do you like? You like Little Anthony? You like Little Anthony?
Stones.
James Brown better.
You like James Brown better? Yes, sir. And the Stones. Or you like Mick Jagger? Mick Jagger, right. Do you think he looks like a photo negative of Little Richard, or am I crazy? And here, I think I know. All right. Man, I don't know whether... Oh, my God, these lips. My God, they're moving. I'm going to flap my eyebrows today. Look out. I'm singing, everybody. I'm singing. Whoa, well, get out of here. Watch out. All right. Where are you from?
I'm from Cleveland, man.
Cleveland. Yeah. Obviously, Vietnam's not that much of a change for you, then.
Oh, no.
You guys take care of yourself, because you all look like, I don't know what's going to happen here. What's this thing on the side of your helmet? What is that thing? What do you got there?
Try it out.
Well, why don't you try it out? Look at this. Look at that. It says here, it says, what sizes you got large, medium, and Caucasian. Look at this thing. A little Italian party favor there. Oh, no, boys and girls, don't do that. Look at this thing. Obviously, this is going like, yeah, check it out.
Hold on, look, how big is this thing? Hold on. Black man's going, it's just for the tip. That's all I need. It's a bathing cap. I just have to put a bathing cap. Remember, this is the Vietnamese word, con dum.
Look, Italian moon lunch. There. Oh, geez, it almost blew up in my face. There's prophylactic everywhere, man. It's not a pretty picture. There's pieces of rubber all over the face. I don't know what to say. You guys be careful. What's your name?
My name is Louis Stryker.
Louis Stryker, Brother Stryker. Thank you, Brother Stryker.
John Dunham.
John Dunham.
Jay Snyder.
Feels like a Mouseketeer show. Annette, Cubby, Roy.
Well, you guys, you take care of yourselves. I won't forget you.
All right, guys, let's take it back to the radio star. Where are you?
Another delightful day here in vacation land.
Everybody, time to get up. Get up wherever you are.
That's right. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Got some songs going out right now to a couple of guys on the road to Nat Trang. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, Mr. O'Malley, you know, the Irish Dolby twins. They're out there. Special song going out to you right now.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I've never known. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Louis B. Armstrong, the great Satchmo.
Want to interview some GIs in the field, sir? And play those tapes on the radio? God only knows what they'd say, sir.
It involves Kronauer, which makes me suspicious immediately.
Unlock. And Kronauer would definitely be going along. Hold on a minute, sir.
G2, Corporal Tyser, sir. One moment. Route 1A, sir, is the only route to Anlac, sir.
Does that road have a secure status?
No, sir, it does not. That road is Victor Charlie, sir.
It is definitely not a friendly area.
Negative, sir, it is not. It is hazardous and has been for about 48 hours. Heavily fortified and considered very unsafe, sir.
Thank you. Sir, I recommend we issue a 24-hour pass.
So this is the country where they grow rattan love seeds. God, is it hot. What a country. Heat, humidity, terrorism. Still, it's better than New York in the summer.
Hey, Phyllis, how's the cough drop business?
You know, we haven't passed too many checkpoints since Chantan.
Then why do you make every Vietnamese town sound like a Mexican restaurant?
Britain imposed an oil embargo on Rhodesia today after that country's unilateral declaration of independence. Gambia, Singapore, and the Maldive Islands joined the United Nations. Surtees Kama becomes the first premier of Bechuanaland.
In sports, all-star rookie Pete Rose's three hits.
What do you think you'll do after all this, Ed? When you get out of the army?
I think I learned enough about radio stations. I mean, maybe I could work in a station back home or something.
Really? Give me your best shot. Lay something up. Give it a go. Give it a go.
City Garlic coming to you live from Indian Forest on Post Radio Saigon.
Now funkify it. Give me some real funk. Give it to me, Edward.
This is Eddie Garlic. Come.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're listening to Eddie Kirk on AFRS. I have a big special.
Nó gần đây, đi kiếm đi, lục loại hết đi. Coi có chỗ nào có không? Ê! You fine. How you out?
Take you home.
You come out.
No problem.
Take you home. Save now from visit.
Hi.
Hi, this is Marty Lee Drywitz at Kronauer Control Center. Adrian Kronauer is on temporary assignment, and I'll be filling in until he arrives, hopefully sometime this morning. Right now, let's play a song from Adrian's own playlist, one of AC's favorites.
It's going to be an exciting day, listening and learning, so please tune in. And
Man B
on the Perfect International.
Baby, don't go. Now,
what's up, dog? Play out, play out,
play
out, play out, play out, play out, play
out, play out, play out, play out, play out, play out, play out, play out,
I tried to find Corno. He don't show up in class.
He didn't show up for work today either. You know anything about this?
Listen, jerk-off, we're here fighting for your country. Now, where did Kronauer go?
Angla. He passed the Angla.
Yeah, you okay?
No. Come on, have a mic.
Hold on.
PC, the fucking VC.
Tell me something I don't know, okay?
Where do you think we're going?
10, 15 miles.
Think we reached Cambodia yet?
How can you fight a war in this shit? I don't know where they are. I don't even know where I am.
Can't see, Dick. Like hunting with Ray Charles.
It okay? You can come out now. But didn't you hear? How can I find you unless you talk to me? It's too dangerous staying here. You don't believe it's me? Okay. Flip them the bird!
Juan?
Hey, there you are, Kono.
How the hell did you find us, Sparky?
Your jeep.
Obviously not in Cambodia.
Try it again. One more time.
Our jeep gets blown off the road. His van won't start. That's great. You know why we ended up in the same place.
What's that?
Your limp pulled us to the right. We were going around in circles. Stick with me. I don't want to go around again. Not in Kansas anymore, though. Listen.
Somewhere over there.
There it is.
Yeah! Yeah! Right there! Yeah! Yeah! Hello! Hello! Yeah! Hello! Hello! Hey!
Avoid razor burn problems. Always rinse your razor with cold water instead of hot. Your skin will look and feel a whole lot better. That's it for Hygiene in the Heat. Tomorrow we'll...
Welcome back.
Thank you, Sergeant. I've missed you.
I'm informing you that you're out of here. I want your bags packed and ready to go tomorrow afternoon.
You don't have the power. I'll take this right to the authorities.
I am the authorities, you moron. Oh, I got your pansy ass in a sling now, Kronauer.
Who's Tuan? The guys who flew you in from unlocked radio, they picked up a young South Vietnamese boy with you and Garlic. Who is this South Vietnamese boy?
It's a friend from my class who risked his ass to save my life.
A friend? Your friend is a VC terrorist.
Yeah, and my mother's a werewolf, right?
Tuan is also known as Phan Duc Tho. He's currently wanted by the South Vietnamese police in connection with several bombings in the area, including the one at Jimmy Hoa's. Surely you're familiar with that incident. Do you ever wonder how a young South Vietnamese boy gets into and out of VC-held territory? It's dangerous out there. Things just jump out at you. And yet this boy can get in and out without a scratch. And what about Jimmy Hoa's? Didn't you ever wonder why you were pulled out just moments before the whole place blew up? Or are you normally not that inquisitive? Friends of Phan Duc Tho, these three were executed shortly after this photo was taken. Your friend is next. I don't recommend that you tangle with me on this one, Airman. There's not too many high-ranking officers would be sympathetic to a serviceman with links to terrorists. The Army is kind of quirky that way. A conviction on a charge of treason against the United States carries with it some penalties kind of on the stiff side, if you know what I mean. I have arranged for an honorable discharge, provided you leave without incident. Tanner.
Eddie. Colonel, I'm sorry as hell about this thing. God damn it, I like you, son. I like what you do. Most of all, I like what you've done for men. But facts are facts. This could give the Army a black eye. I'm not going to cover for you this time, son.
Sir, what about the show?
We'll handle it. I'm sorry, son.
Why'd you do this?
I don't like your style, your politics, or your sense of humor. I don't like what you say or how you say it. From now on, the fighting men of Vietnam will hear exactly what they're supposed to hear. You're on a DC-8 from Tan Son Nhut Airport tomorrow at 18:30 hours. I recommend you pack quietly. That's all I have for you, Airman.
You know, you're in more dire need of a blowjob than any white man in history.
Whoa there, Dick. Put the brakes on. I wanted to wait till the airman left to talk with you. Dick, I'm transferring.
Transferring me, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Where to, sir?
You're going to Guam.
Guam, sir? There's nothing going on Guam. Why Guam?
Dick, I've covered for you a lot of times because I thought you was a little crazy. But you're not crazy. You're me. And this is just radio. More dire need of a blowjob than any white man in history. That's funny.
Now, come on.
Yes, Connor, I must...
No, me not knock. You gotta tell me where your brother is.
I don't know.
His life is in danger. You gotta tell me where the hell he is.
No, I don't...
Bullshit! No more games, okay? The Army knows about your brother. I have to leave the country because of my association with him. They have pictures of him. If they find him, they will shoot him. If you want to continue to have a brother, you take me to him now!
Chuẩn, Mỹ lại kìa.
Phan Đức Thô.
Know about the bombing, Sparky? No wonder you hauled ass. You, my friend. I trusted you. You hear me?
You naive man, Kono. You take a stupid side. Now you have to go. Better off.
That's not the fucking point! You understand me? I fought to get you into that bar, and then you blow the fucking place up! Listen, I gave you my friendship and my trust, and now they tell me that my best friend is a goddamn enemy!
Enemy? What is enemy? You claim my own people, so we march from your home. We're not the enemy. You the enemy.
You used me to kill two people. Two people died in that fucking bar.
Big fucking deal. My mother is dead. And my other brother, who be 29 years old, he dead. Shot by Americans. My neighbor, dead. His wife, dead. Why? Because we're not human to them. We're only little enemies. And I'm stupid to save your bullshit life at Angla.
We're here to help this country. The fuck you got? Unbelievable. 5 months in Saigon. Best friend turns out to be a VC. This will not look good on a resume!
You guys mind if I draft?
Be my guest.
Simple rule, if the engine's humming, it's already started. Never fails.
You guys mind if we make a little unscheduled stop? I got something I gotta do.
If you attempt to deviate from the aforementioned schedule, you're under arrest, Cronow.
Okay, everybody, let's play ball!
What happened? That fence. Okay, here we go.
Let's go, there's a double or a daiquiri. Little conference, time out, everyone.
This Crown Arm, a real baseball, it was smaller and harder than this one.
You got me there, Wilk, because I'm sorry, we have no budget, you see, and I gotta get on a plane, and we have to do with what we can. Mm-hmm. Give me your hand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all the same.
Thank you all the same. Mm-hmm. And what, you wanna take the ball?
No.
Okay, what? We gotta play, Wilk, you're pitching.
There's I'm a... returning the ball to the original place.
Okay, let's take one more ball here. No. This one's a better one.
No.
That one?
No need.
We haven't got a real baseball, Will. Bear with me, okay?
Okay.
We haven't got the money, pal.
Anyway,
okay, that one okay?
I said that is a very good substitute.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's just play with the substitute then, okay?
Okay. That's the deal.
The deal?
That's a deal.
Okay, take the ball with you then, Wilf. I'll give you money if you take the ball.
No?
No?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm no more.
Is there a psychiatrist here?
Goliath, so mind you.
You take care.
Will,
some
David.
Thank you.
Mr. Crowner, we thank you for your fine teaching about softball, and we have learned a lot from you, and we wish you good luck and success.
Thank you,
Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you give me a minute?
Man, he's gonna say goodbye to the whole goddamn country, man.
I want to say goodbye before you go. To tell you, thank you for being so kind. So many things not happen the way you wanted. You're so good person, but it could not be you. We are so different.
I say tomato, you say kite tomato.
Staggers the imagination.
Makes me unique, doesn't it?
What a plus.
Let them aboard!
Pleasure making your acquaintance, sir. Thanks. I'm
gonna cut that out garlic with the same rank.
What will I do without you, sir?
Well, you carry on, Montesquieu.
Carry on, Montesquieu. Carry on. I like that. It makes me feel British or something.
I've got something here for you. While you play this, it says goodbye to everybody staying behind.
I'll take care of Pronto, sir.
You could get in trouble for that.
Requisition for a name change. Trouble is actually my new middle name.
I'm gonna give you a old chuck on the shoulder now. It's a stupid thing to do, isn't it? You take care. Ed? Rise up. Made you look.
This is Eddie Garlick coming to you live from AFRS, Armed Forces Radio Saigon. It's 1629 hours here in Saigon, and Airman Adrian Kronauer is going home today. But he left a farewell message for all you guys out there still sweating it out in the fields. So, without further ado, here's a farewell extravaganza.
Goodbye, Vietnam! That's right, I'm history, I'm out of here. I got the lucky ticket home, baby. Rolling, 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 keep the wagon rolling, rawhide. Yeah, that's right, the final Adrian Kronauer broadcast. And this one is brought to you by our friends at the Pentagon. Remember the people who brought you Korea. That's right, the U.S. Army. If it's being done correctly, here or abroad, it's probably not being done by the Army.
I heard that.
Oh, you're here. Good to see you.
I'm here to make sure you don't say anything controversial.
Speaking of things controversial, is it true that there is a marijuana problem here in Vietnam?
No, it's not a problem. Everybody has it.
I don't know, Adrian.
Leo.
Adrian, take care of yourself. I just want you to know one thing. If you're going to be dressing in civilian clothes, don't forget pumps.
Thank you, Leo. Thanks for these. Oh, these are special.
The ruby slippers, Adrian. Put these on and say, there's no place like home. There's no place like home, and you can be there.
I hope we all could.